Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Empowered Spirit Show with your host, Terry Ann Hyman, who is known for her teachings on tapping into the spirit. Join in and learn more about the energy of aligning with your deeper self. Tap into the intuitive energy of the angels, spirit guides, crystals, color, and light. Are you having trouble making decisions? Is your health acting up? Do you need a greater magnification of life to find your purpose? Call in for readings to catch your spirit, find your answers. Align with your highest vibration.
Welcome, everyone, to the Empowered Spirit Show. This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman, owner and founder of Natural Forces Studio, the Empowered Spirit Program, and author of Confessions of a Shower Tapper, the ultimate guide to living your purpose with EFT. Wherever you are, and whatever time of day it is that you're listening in, thank you. Thank you so much for joining me and tuning in. Before we get started, I wanted to let you know that if you're feeling a little lost in your life, or perhaps you just don't feel on track with your purpose, you can go to my website page, empoweredspiritprogram.com, one word, and get a free assessment guide to empowering your spirit. What is stopping you from living your purpose? And if you are in need of some help, I am available for you. Reach out, message me. You don't have to do this alone. Let's find a way, a class, or perhaps even my Empowered Spirit Program to help you reconnect with your spirit. And if you just want some support, come on over to my Facebook group, the Empowered Spirit Circle. It's where the conversation continues. So how is everyone today? So much going on out there in the world at large. Just went through a beautiful new moon, opening us up to refresh our energy, to look at our relationships, and to go deeper in our spirit. Yes, I've been noticing a lot of that energy coming forward. The light is shifting and changing, calling us to come in to our spirit, to open up to our spiritual development, to take a step forward with our soul energy. Have you noticed that as well? Definitely lots of shifts this time of year, coming around on the Halloween and the All Saints Day. Lots of things going on this time of year. The veils are thinning. We're tapping more into that inner guidance. The energy just pulls us within. And we open up to that divine guidance of those that have crossed over, of those masters, those teachers, all of those guides in our life that help us feel supported, that help us align with our spirit within our own self. So let's just take a moment right now. Join our energy, center, wherever you are if you can. Feel your feet flat on the floor. Taking a nice deep inhale and just allow the breath to come up through the body. And as you exhale, send that breath all the way down. Just let go of your day. Take a moment right now. Inhaling, opening up to your spirit as we align it with the masters and the teachers and the archangels. And we just call them in, asking them to work with us and through us, to surround us and protect us as we move through our week. Take a nice deep inhale. And as you exhale, just let go. Feel the breath. Feel the quiet around you. Opening up. Just looking to the wisdom of the oracles for some guidance this week. Coming forward, the never-ending story. All right, kind of an interesting card. Kind of shows a woman who's struggling. So where are you telling the same stories to yourself over and over again? Where are you doing that in your life? And what is that helping you to really kind of hide behind, to not deal with? Are you letting the mind churn all the time? This is kind of what this card is coming up to remind us about, is to really look and see how much are we self-criticizing ourselves? How much are we really getting into those unnecessary dramas? That's what this card looks like. She's like almost on an hourglass, holding her head. Her wings are down. Yes, it can be very, very tiresome when we get this kind of energy forward. It really is. A lot of talking about negative self-talk and self-loathing and really all that negative chatter. Right? So it's time to really let that go. This card really comes up to help us realize that. It's kind of like that fear, when we let fear rule us. When you can't hear your own inner guidance and all you can hear is those chatter of the mind. Yeah, that's exactly what this card comes up to remind us to do, is to let that go. It's really just distorted. It's all that false evidence appearing real. When we find ourselves caught in that never-ending story. Where is this for you in your life? You're not your story, right? Don't get caught in the fear. Don't get caught in the fear. Perfect card for today as we get a little bit into talking about the fear door. Where is it for you? Where can you let go of the mind, let go of the chatter? Let it begin by taking a nice deep inhale and exhale out, sending it away. And just feel yourself grounding and centering, coming back, taking a nice deep inhale, one more, exhaling out. Feel yourself grounding, coming into focus. So as we go to continue this series on creativity and the spirit, my guest today is Trudy Mullins from Fearless Branding Crusade. A colleague once described Trudy as an avalanche packed into a snowball. Not a natural disaster, mind you, but a power-packed ball of awesome. Actually, she's a marketer, though that word means something different to everyone. She's also a graphic designer, event planner, blogger, corporate trainer, and motivational speaker. Her gift is pushing professionals and companies out of their comfort zones into new ideas, new ways of thinking, and new corporate cultures. She believes the greatest enemy of progress is the phrase, "We've always done it that way." She's also passionate about volunteering with students, teaching practical life skills, including resume writing, interview techniques, and financial literacy. You can call her a change agent, but she prefers head cheerleader or fearless brand champion. She's here to cheer others on to great things. So let's bring Trudy on and talk to her. Welcome, Trudy.
Thank you, Terry. It's great to be here.
Yes, I'm so excited to have you. You are definitely fearless. I definitely can resonate with a lot of what you say, pushing people on. I really believe that's important. So as we continue along this series, I've really enjoyed talking about this creativity and the spirit and all the many things that we've learned. So I'd like to start with the question, have you always been creative?
I lived inside my head as a child with a very vivid imagination, and I just thought everyone was that way. So when my toys and dolls spoke to me and moved around and interacted with me, I simply thought that was perfectly normal. And growing up, I lived inside of books. And words would come to life for me, and pages would spring forth, and I had pictures in my head, and I believed that words have power, and I thought everyone simply had that gift. So I don't take it for granted anymore, because I do think it is a gift, and I love the written word, the power of poetry and essays and stories. I just now know that it is creativity.
Wow, I love this. Gosh, this is one of the reasons I love this series so much too, because, you know, we've talked so much about creativity being art and in the art room and the flow of life. And now here we are talking about it through words and your vivid imagination. That's where creativity was showing up for you. That is really, I love that. I really do.
And I don't think creativity is just inside the art room.
I agree.
I think everyone has creative forces buried within them, and they just have to unearth them and listen to the voice of spirit and create those things that spirit is telling them to create.
Yes, definitely. I agree. You know, I talked about a couple weeks ago because I was always like, I can't draw. But it's like, and Archie just said, don't let that stop your creativity. So I definitely agree with you. I definitely think that we can find creativity in so many ways. I really do. And it's so important. Spirit is what this is about, and just to our flow in life. I definitely think so. How has Embrace It helped you with your life? How has that followed for you?
Well, it helped me as a child to get through childhood, which wasn't always perfect. And as a teen, I wrote voraciously. I wrote all the time. And that really helped me get me through the kind of the pangs of adolescence. I fell into it by accident as a career path. I didn't realize that I was a creative professional. I took a design class and became a designer, and I took a writing class and became a writer. And I never really labeled myself that, but it turns out that's what I have become, a creative professional. When I went through the Empowered Spirit program, I really released my voice, and I started creating simply by listening to intuitive messages from spirit and putting myself out on that creative limb, which is kind of a scary place to be sometimes. And it's really cleared the way for my writing, for my speaking engagements. And the best part about it is that I'm not alone. A lot of other creatives have stepped forward and said, your messages have really helped me be more creative. And I think that's the point. The point is that creativity feeds on itself. When we share it with others, they in turn tap into their creative gifts and also create. So I think it's this beautiful chain reaction that happens when you really listen to spirit.
I love that. And I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you very much. Empowered Spirit Program is the program that Trudy and I first met with and worked very, very intensely together with. So yes, I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you. Yeah. And you did open your voice, and so much has been able to open up for you, and also your purpose. I think that has come forward even stronger for you as well.
I think so too. It's been a strange collision of worlds lately. I started writing about corporate culture and branding and marketing on the professional side, and on my personal side, I was working on my spiritual gifts. What has happened is that I have started consulting on spiritually based projects from a marketing and branding standpoint. So it's been this lovely melding, you know, coming together of everything that's going on. I'm actually consulting on a conference for spiritual leaders on how they can be more spiritually balanced and healthy, and I'm doing the marketing and branding for it. So it's amazing when we think gifts don't belong together, but spirit finds ways for everything to work together for the highest good.
I love that. I absolutely love that. I think that's the creativity right there in life, right? When we follow both of those passions that we want, and open up and allow that flow to come through. I think it's just awesome that you're actually working on these kind of projects now from what you've learned so much about yourself.
Right. It is kind of a trust experiment to sometimes listen and just step out there, because a lot of times these projects would come up and I would turn them down thinking that I wasn't qualified to work on spiritual projects. And after the last training over the past year, I've realized I am more than qualified to work on spiritually based projects. Once my own spirit gets centered and balanced, then I'm even more effective to help those kinds of events and brands come to life. It's exciting and very new.
Huh. So what's the trust factor?
Trust is a challenge for everyone in everything. And I have heard it explained this way, and it's my favorite mental image to pull up in my mind when I step out on a new project. I believe that in every person's mind, there are two doors, a trust door and a fear door. And in everything that we come across in life, those are really the two options. And the fear door, it practically never closes. It's the easiest choice. There's a big party going on behind the fear door, lots of music, lots of people, because the fear door is simply the easiest one to walk through. It's where everyone is. And people don't really want new ideas and creativity in the fear room, because in the fear room, they are doing things the way they've always done them. However, when you listen to spirit, spirit calls you to the trust door, and it calls you to create and work on projects, whether people like them or not, to simply create in the absence of judgment, to simply follow intuition where spirit leads. And that is a scary place to be. You have to go ahead and trust that you're creating simply to create, whether anyone likes it, whether it's successful, whether anyone even sees it. So I'm trying to walk through the trust door more often.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, definitely. Because I know we've talked about this, which is kind of the next question, but it feeds right into that trust. And I love the way you describe that trust door, fear door. Why is it that people seem to think the fear door is the easiest one? Why is it, you think?
I think it's because fear is what we are born into. I think that when you're a newborn, you have fears, fears of being alone, fears of being hungry, fears of being in the dark. And as you grow up, I don't think those fears change. I think we have the same fears. Fears of being alone, fears of being hungry, fears of being in the dark. I think those fears just morph and grow as our life experiences morph and grow. And fear is just always the natural human reaction, because it's easy. It's comfortable. It's what we know. It's where we've always gone. Spirit is an active force, but it's a force that wants us to come through the trust door of our own volition. It doesn't want to force us and drag us kicking and screaming in an atmosphere of fear. It wants us to simply trust and walk through. And that's something that you have to be really insightful and intuitive and unafraid to do, because creativity cannot happen in an environment of fear. Creativity requires trust.
Awesome. Very good point. Yay. Very good point. Definitely. It really does. Yeah. So as we look at this fear and as we look at creativity, what's the hardest part?
The hardest part for me is that it's just unpredictable. Sometimes creativity will wash over you like a flood and you can hardly contain it. And I find myself dashing to any scrap of paper or the phone to jot down a note or a sentence or a phrase fast enough so it doesn't fly right out the other side of my head and I lose it. And then sometimes I really need to work on a project and it's just not coming. And I want to yell at spirit and get angry and say, why aren't you here for me? And that requires a whole different level of trust because spirit may feel like it's dormant, but it's really not. It's just setting some other things in place behind the scenes that I may not even know about. So for me, never knowing when creativity is going to come or not can be kind of frustrating.
Hmm. Yeah, I like that. Predictability. I like that. Very interesting. Not had that answer before. Yeah. You know, one thing I've been doing recently when I go to write my blog and stuff is like, if I feel a little blocked, I pull out my wild unknown cards. And it's like, okay, spirit, what do I need to say about this? Right. And it just starts stirring up. Lots of energy. I've been doing that little trick lately. Yeah. But it can be unpredictable, right? We can have that block, that energy, that fear, that all those things that get in our way. And so we have to find the tools to help us get out. What are some of the things you do to help you get out of that blocked energy?
What happens to me most often is the chatter of the mind takes over. And so my goal when I go to write is to get quiet and kind of what I call emptying my brain of all the chatter. So I find that the pranayama breathing series really empties my mind. And I kind of go into this nice blank canvas of thought where anything can happen. And a lot of that chatter is really just fear. This won't be good. You won't know what you're talking about. No one will want to read what you write. No one will want to hear you speak. And that's just useless chatter. That's fear responses usually for me. So I will do some deep breathing and I will ground and I will kind of clear out my mind and then simply say, spirit, whatever you would like to show me, please make it obvious. So whatever spirit shows me is what I'll start writing about. And some things I write about will never see the light of day, but it's a good creative exercise just to create and to keep writing.
I like that. Just keep it flowing, keep it moving, right? Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I like that. And that quiet of the mind is so important. It's important for your creativity. It's important for your spirit. It's important for you to show up every day, right? And just quiet the mind, you know, otherwise we compound it and the stress levels rise and we get all that chatter moving around and all that fear mixed in and we can't even hear ourselves express, right? Yeah, definitely. And yeah, you know, I mean, that original thought, you know, not everybody's having that original thought anymore. It's like, yeah, where is that creativity in life? You know, where are we opening up to? Now we are seeing big shifts in culture, as you probably know from working in the corporate world there. So we are seeing those big shifts, which to me is kind of opening the door for more creative energy to come forward. I mean, we've seen it in the workspaces around here. I know locally, you know, right? The Forge that just opened recently and how we work. But that creative idea, that creative ability to really keep that flowing, it's very important. That quiet mind, the white space. You know, sometimes I even have to block out white space time on my calendar.
Right. It's a way to reset the creative button in your life and kind of balance it back out. And in the corporate world, one of the things that we're just coming around to the idea of is making it okay to fail. Your creative venture may simply not work. And in the corporate world, that needs to be okay. We need to make it okay to fail because then it's okay to try. And that's something that's very, very new in the corporate world. And I hope it continues because the fear response to any new idea that you always hear is it's not going to work. We need to be okay with things not working sometimes.
That's great. I have not heard that going around the corporate world. I love that. Okay to fail so that it's okay to try. I like that because all too often we're so concerned about doing it perfect, doing it right, not getting out there and making a fool of ourselves, right? Yeah.
Right.
I know I've embraced that ever since I was back in Birmingham doing the work I do. And now it's just stand strong in your energy tower, stand on that edge. Yeah. So that's one of the questions I like to ask too. How does that feel for you? Do you like to stay on the edge, Trudy? Did it take you a long time to get to be on the edge and okay with that? Where are you on that?
The edge is always a difficult but exhilarating place to be. And I think anyone would say that. You want to be on the edge because you always want to be growing and changing and trying something new. but I don't always step out there. Sometimes I really do need a push, and sometimes I'm on the edge and don't even know it. My greatest flaw is perfectionism. I want to be absolutely perfect in my project before it goes out on the edge, and sometimes you just really have to stand out there. I call it standing in traffic. You really need to put yourself out where the next car, the next bus, the next van is going to come by and grab you and carry you on to what Spirit wants you to do next. And it is an uncomfortable place to be, but I picture myself standing out in a road with my hitchhiker's thumb out, and the next great big vehicle of wonderful is going to come grab me and snatch me onto my next place.
And she's got her sword.
My
yes,
sword.
Definitely.
Yes, always definitely. Have my sword.
Yeah, I like that. On the edge, you're not even knowing it sometimes because you're there. You're just following the energy. You're allowing Spirit to help you. I love that. I love that idea. Yeah, I've always said, you know, in this conversation that, you know, standing on the edge was not easy for me. And so it kept me back in many ways until I found the ability to really own up. And I guess that's confidence, right? You know, just to really own up to my gifts, to being an artist, right? And then that helped me more and more. And now I find that it doesn't trouble me as much. I can still get a little nervous. But yeah, standing on that edge is really, really important. Yeah. So let's talk a minute about your ability to be that crusader, to be that push for people. Where does that come from?
I honestly don't know. I have always been the person that people go to when they need to be motivated. I just didn't know that was a gift. Again, it was like being creative as a child. I just thought everybody saw pictures in their head. But I became the person that someone would come to and say, I've got this idea, what do you think? And then I would flesh out the idea from beginning to end and feedback and even work it through a 3 to 5 year plan in a 15-minute conversation. And I never really saw that as an intuitive gift until just recently. But it happens all the time. If someone needs to sell their house or, you know, paint their car, they end up saying, well, Trudy will have a way to plan that out. But it's a natural force as long as I get out of my own way and I listen to what intuition and Spirit is telling me. Sometimes Spirit will tell you to run as far away as possible in the opposite direction from an idea. That's fine. And sometimes it's going to push you in a direction that you had never even considered, like some of these other opportunities with these spiritual leadership conferences that I could never have foreseen. But somehow people have told me that I am a cheerleader, pushing them on to see things in a way they wouldn't normally see them. And that's a huge compliment. And it's also a big responsibility.
Big responsibility because?
Because I want to give them the best possible direction, advice, and help without my own ego standing up and saying, well, I want all the credit and I want it to be perfect and it has to be just the way I say. Part of being a cheerleader is pushing them to the point where they can then cheer themselves on and lead themselves. You don't want to take the horse to the water and drink for it. You want to let them grow on their own.
Yes, we know that saying in my family. That was a favorite one of my dad's. That's just so funny. Yeah. So do you think it's the idea that really inspires you to push people on? Do you think it's their spirit that inspires you to push them on? What do you think it is?
I am most ignited by doing something for the very first time. If someone says, we've never done this before and we want to try it, that is the best thing to say to me to get me on board with your crusade, because you do not know what you cannot do. In other words, you don't know what you can't accomplish because you've never tried it. So it might not work, or it might turn into the best thing you have ever done in your entire life. The most exciting project that I've ever worked on, I pitched to my boss at the time in 2 sentences over a cheeseburger lunch. And he simply trusted me and said yes. And it became this massive breast cancer awareness walk with 700 people in USA Today and countless newspapers out, you know, shooting and covering our event. And I could never have imagined that, but we didn't know what we couldn't do. The idea simply took shape and it ignited a whole community. And that is really something beautiful to watch. That's great energy to be in.
I can feel your excitement. Yes, I can feel all your excitement from that. That is awesome. That's just getting out of the way, right? And letting the idea blossom and bloom and not have a lot of preconceived judgments on it, which is hard for a lot of people, right? They want to control it. They want to make sure they know the outcome. It's like, take a chance, right? Yeah. And there's that trust factor again. There's definitely that trust factor. Definitely. Yeah, definitely. So as you go to do this work, you've combined a lot of your skills. I mean, you're working with graphics, with photos, with writing. Where do you usually start?
I usually, and this may make you laugh, but I usually stop and close my eyes and see it in my head first, because that's simply the way I produce work. If I can see it in my head, I can make it happen. I saw that breast cancer event long before it ever actually existed. But if I can see a picture of it in my head and see how things shake out, see where people sit in a ballroom, see the photograph before it even exists, get the feel of a publication, hear the voice inside my head, it's going to exist. There are times when I don't see anything, and that's when that unpredictable, you know, rush of creativity doesn't happen. That gets kind of interesting. But I always see it first. And then I make some notes and I jot it down and I set a timeline loosely in my head. And then I simply start taking steps toward the finish line that I saw in my head.
Clairvoyance, perhaps?
Yes, clairvoyance. That's exactly how my life is all the time.
Right? Yes, that's why I would laugh because, yeah, I totally know you and I believe this about that. Yeah, definitely. And that's fun to see that, how that can happen, right? When we train those kind of skills and that creative energy comes through. I mean, the imagination is a gateway to intuition, right? So when you start using those skills, and then, yeah, no wonder it can just blossom and unfold as you describe. You know, that's a beautiful occurrence. And to me, that's how we live easily and effortlessly in this energy, right?
Right.
It's not like life isn't going to produce challenges for us, right, or present them for us, but it's, yeah, let's flow through it. Let's easily and effortlessly, let's move through this. Let's find the energy that works. Let's inspire. Let's open up. Definitely. To me, that's all what creativity is about.
Well, and most of the time when you start really paying attention to those clairvoyant pictures or whatever intuitive gift you use that leads you, the more you pay attention to them, the easier they become to manifest. The moment I can see it clearly is the moment for me that the project is done and it exists. So it becomes less of a chore of slogging through producing work, and it becomes a joy to paint the picture in real life that I saw in my head.
Yeah, I agree. I'm working on a vision now, and I'm just going to let it unfold. I don't know exactly where it's going from, but I am definitely going to sit in front of my white screen, right?
Right.
And yeah, I hear you on that. Definitely. Well, totally awesome. I love it. I love the way that you go about it. And you did just a beautiful job with the photography on you and how you presented your whole campaign. It was really very, very focused and quite amazing. Definitely. Yeah. So what is going on for you right now? Writing, speaking?
Yes, all of the above. I continue to blog at fearlessbrandingcrusade.com, and I am consulting on 2 spiritual leadership projects that have just kind of surprised me out of thin air. And I've been getting some interesting speaking engagements from groups I normally wouldn't have talked to and normally wouldn't seem to be traditional marketing conversations. People like accounting firms and lawyers' offices who want to talk about personal branding. So it's been an interesting challenge to speak to groups I wouldn't normally talk to. But they're very open to the creative process, and that's good to see.
That's awesome. Yay. Mm-hmm. Expanding that horizon and bringing creativity to areas that normally wouldn't have it. That's awesome. That is really awesome. So as we go to just kind of pull this all together, Judy, how would you say that creativity empowers the spirit?
I believe that creativity is actually the language of spirit. And I say that because I think that spirit is not idle. I think it is not here with us to do nothing. I think it is constantly actively engaged and chasing us down and falling madly in love with us and all of creation all of the time, even when we think it's not working. I think it's always in active presence and engaged with us all the time. I don't think we're here to do nothing either. I think we're here to produce. And so for me, our divine purpose is to simply listen to those messages of spirit and create and live our purpose. So when I hear someone say, I'm not creative, I really can't do all that creative stuff, I want to say, no, you just hear different spirit messages than I do. So your purpose is just different from mine. But accounting can be just as creative as writing, just as creative as painting. Everything is a divine act of creativity, if you're listening.
Love it. Everything is a divine act of creativity if you are listening. Beautiful. Beautiful. I love it. Everything is a divine act. Yeah. Well, Trudy, how can people find you?
FearlessBrandingCrusade.com. I'm also on Instagram as Trudy Fearless, or Facebook as Trudy Mullins.
All right. So follow her, like her, check it out. And if you're in corporate America, give her a call. Yes, she'll will stir it up for you. Definitely. Well, Trudy, thanks again for joining us. I love your take on creativity and the way that it has inspired you and your spirit and how it's branching your work into a beautiful metamorphosis. Yeah.
Thank you so much. It's a joy to be here and a joy to be a part of your program, too.
Oh, thank you, Trudy. Yay. To your spirit.
Namaste.
Namaste. All right. What a great interview with Trudy. It's okay to fail, which makes it then okay to try. Yes. And the trust door and the fear door. So much easier to go down that fear door. The trust door, you got to consciously and deliberately work to open that up, right? Yes, love that idea. Trust and fear. Which is it for you? All right, so just take a nice deep inhale. Thank you again, Trudy. And exhale out, release it, taking in all that you need. Inhaling and exhaling. Very good. So how has it been for you? Where is creativity in your life? Where is your spirit energy in your life? How do they fuel and work together? How does creativity empower your spirit? Yes, we continue along in this series. All right. Coming back around here. Let's see. Coming up. Thursday, October 26th, I'm going to be offering a Facebook Live webinar. We're going to be talking about a spiritual leader's lifestyle. What is a spiritual leader? How do we work with others? What does it mean to get paid for the work that we do? So join me on Facebook Live, October 26th. It's a Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Central Time Zone. So thank you again for joining us today for another episode of the Empowered Spirit Show. Take this work with you. Open up to your spirit. Be empowered. Have a great week. To your spirit, namaste.